A bill currently working its way through the Arizona legislature could impact how archaeological evaluations are conducted on state lands. As KJZZ's Tom Maxedon reports, the bill may conflict with state and federal laws already on the books.
House Bill 2498 passed on a party-line vote by the Arizona Senate earlier this week and is now back in the House for reconciliation. Currently, the Arizona Antiquities Act ensures archaeological work is conducted by degreed professionals who are issued a permit by Arizona. HB 2498 would significantly reduce the qualifications necessary to conduct archaeological studies aimed at preserving history on state lands.
Using volunteers and paraprofessionals to do the work of professional archaeologists has the potential to wind up destroying archaeological sites in the state of Arizona. Inadvertently, more than likely, although since ranchers who are doing these improvements can become certified paraarchaeologists themselves, it brings up a conflict of interest in how they proceed with improvements on their leased lands.
That's Daniel Garcia, spokesperson for the Arizona Archaeological Council, a nonprofit organization of cultural heritage professionals which opposes the legislation. When it comes to making minor enhancements to state lands they lease, Garcia says he understands ranchers' complaints about the current law in place. However, the language in this bill refers to what are called, quote, rangeland improvements, end quote.
Because that term rangeland improvement is not defined, we don't really know what it includes. Most of those terms are defined in law somewhere, but not rangeland improvement. And I searched high and low for it.
Garcia says unqualified personnel run the risk of violating Arizona cultural resource laws and federal laws such as the National Historic Preservation Act and the Archaeological Resources Protection Act. Lobbyist Patrick Bray, executive vice president for the Arizona Cattle Growers Association, whose organization supports HB 2498, says the government red tape for permitting is at an all-time high.
For the past 4 years, we've been caught in a bureaucratic nightmare that has stalled projects, that has caused us to lose federal partners and funding. And if we don't figure out how to get it back on track, it's a serious threat that we will lose federal dollars and other funding partners to get critical projects done not only for the ranches, but that benefit the landscape and wildlife as well.
Bray says he doesn't understand why a certified archaeologist must be involved in every step of the process when others who attend a cultural resource class offered by the Natural Resources Conservation Service can be trained to do a lot of the preliminary work.
And so his report would go to a professional archaeologist that held a license. That individual would check to make sure that person did his job. It's kind of like the equivalent of if you go into a doctor's office, the nurse sees you first, does the vitals, and then that information is passed up to the doctor.
But Arizona lawmakers like Senator James Sita Peshlakai, who voted against the legislation, isn't buying that analogy.
This is almost like, you know, having somebody watch Grey's Anatomy show on TV and then going in to do brain surgery.
Peshlakai, who is Navajo, thinks it is insensitive that the bill was drafted without participation from Native Americans.
One of the things that I mentioned in the Senate is that Native Americans that live here in this area, our history is not part of civics, it's not part of textbooks. We have our own challenges trying to give our children pride in who they are, teach them about their roots. And we know a lot about ourselves now because of archaeologists.
Peshlakai and others are convinced the bill will face legal challenges if the reconciled version passes again in the House and is signed by Governor Doug Ducey. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.